Shalom, אנחנו
Hello, we are reading in Tikkuni Zohar, page 22. Can ask questions at Kabbal Alam, COIL. Selected questions will be asked during the lesson. Tikkuni Zohar, page 22. At that time, blow on the month of the Shofar. At that time, blow on the month of the Shofar. For our festive day. In which month? On the month when the moon is covered. Who covers her? Yud Kei Vav Kei. For Aleph is count. Is to count. Yud on top, Yud below, Vav in the middle. And it keeps her. As it is written, I, Yud Kei Vav Kei, is my name. Two. A chal for a dot. Her gag, her roof is a firmament. He opened on him, as said, spreads the heaven like a veil. This is Vav that covers the upper dot and the bottom and middle, like this Vav. Tzadi. Two sparks. The letter Tzadi are Tzere. The two heads of the Tzadi are two of Ein. Shin. She has three heads, and they are segol, and they are three dots of shuruk. Vav, her rosh is cholam, chirik, shuruk in vav. A tip from within is chirik, the tip of the letter yud, gimel, and everything is implied in the letter aleph. A dot above, cholam. A dot below, chirik. In the middle, shuruk, like this, vav. Vu. And two more dots, the letter Aleph, are Tzere and are Shva. And they are exactly in the form of a different image. Aleph, like the Yud above, Vav in the middle, Dalet below. Aleph is the tip above, tip below, tip in the middle. It is Segol, and it is Shuruk, three dots. Everything is Aleph. Other letters, Heichalot, and covers for those letters. And it is all embroidered and depicted in the throne. Vav, 6 degrees to the throne. Samech, 60 wheels to the throne. The letters of the Torah, it is said about them. There is no early or late in the Torah. But in the throne, they are all established properly. And this is the main, this is given to the wise of heart. And the enlightened ones will shine. These are letters that had the brains to come before the king, each with his own corrections. From the side of Gvura, they all came in advance, because she is the left arm. Tafshin Resh Yud. This is Bereshit, Bet Aleph, Tafshin Resh Yud. Because the world was created in the quality of judgment. Because of it, they went in advance. It was said that the world was created on the right. And in it, the letters went in by their order. And the meaning of what I said, that the world will be built by mercy. Because of it, when the letters went in advance, and some in order, the Creator did not want to create the world with them until He associated them with the right and left and created the world with them. He took Aleph Bet from the orderly ones. He took Tav Shin Resh Yud from the reversed order and associated with them the letter Yud from His name and created the world with them so that the structure would persist for him, and they are Aleph Bet Yud Tav Shin Resh. Aleph Bet Yud, in whose that the soul of every living is in his hands. Taf is the law of the Lord is complete. Shin is Shabbat, Resh is Reshit. The beginning of wisdom is fear of the Creator. And in all of them, he wanted to begin only with the letter Aleph, because this is the structure of Av, the father structure, the structure of the world, and in it he began to begin, because Jerusalem is built to be built by it. As you say, the Lord builds Jerusalem. For if the Lord does not build the house, they who labor in it labor in vain. And the construction of the Torah and the world with the letter Bet is destined to be built. And the world exists on it. When it is built, it is if it is built at that time, and the world will be built. This is Bereshit. In the beginning God created, but when the first house was ruined, it's as if the world was in chaos. This is, and the land was tohu, chaos. As soon as it was built, and God said, let there be light, because all the letters shine in her. And although light, O, is Aleph, his O, light, where Bet shines with five lights, which are the upper He of the Holy Name, Gimel, a pillar that supports the house, which is doing almsgiving. It supports the Dalet, which is the door. In what place does it support her in the exile? Aleph supports and shines for the Bet. Gimel does good, does mercies with Dalet. By what? Gimel is a wheel. In her, all the letters circled in several golden wheels. It is written, his hands are golden, filled with Tarshish. What is in Tarshish? Two shesh, six. And they are in two arms, big gvura. And in them there are six joints, which are the six letters of Bereshit, included in the middle pillar, which is Vav. On it it is said, and he saw his beginning. Dalet, the door of the house of Jerusalem. Vav, a pillar that supports the door. She is a door to two gates, as was said, open for me the gates of justice. Because of it, Dalet has two roofs, and they are two arms without Vav, which are six joints. It is a door, and this is Daloti. I am poor, and he will save me. The letter Dalet is an arm that has two forearms.
שהיא הכלל של שלושת אבות. וו יחוד שלם של האות דלד, שהיא לבנה. כאשר מאירה בה, נאמר בה, והיה אור...
Hey is the wholeness of two arms in the body, which is all three forefathers. Vav is a complete unification of the letter Dalet, which is the moon. When it shines in her, it is said about her, and the light of the moon was as the light of the sun, and the light of the sun will be sevenfold, as the light of the 7 days. This is the wholeness of the moon and sun, which are Hey, Hey. Because of it, it is remember and keep. Remember from the side of the upper hay, and keep from the side of the bottom hay. Chet. She has three roofs, which are Vav, 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 including in Chai, 18 worlds. Chet solves good dreams with Tet. And it was said, a good dream from the side of the letter Tet, which surrounds her. As was said, you saw a good dream. Certainly he comes from there, because the letter Tet is the ninth Sfira, from above downward. Chet is the eighth Sfira, from below upward. Chet, from the side of the letter Aleph. Yud is the tenth Sfira, the tenth of the portion. When Chet descends to her, she becomes Chet Yud. When the letter Yud ascends in Chaf, she is called the upper Keter. It was said about it, you will be given a crown, Keter. Yud Kei Vav are God, Abba Ve'ima. Malachim, the myriads of above. These are souls who are angels from the side of Malchut. Together they will all praise with holiness to you. Certainly holiness is Shechina, divinity. They will give you threefold. These are the three fathers, which are holy, 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 the Lord of hosts. What is hosts? It is the true prophets. The fool is the righteous. The land, the whole earth is full of his glory. So fool is righteous. the earth is his glory, is the Shekhinah, which is Kedusha, of which it was said, there is no Kedusha in less than 10. And this is Chaf Ketel, Lamed, and he dreamed. This is a ladder placed on the earth. This is the bottom Shekhinah, with its top reaching the heaven. This is the top Shekhinah. And the angels of God going up in Lamed and descending in Nun. As it was said, how did you fall from heaven, Hillel ben Shachar? It was said in it and descending in it. But on Samech, they go up, because it is the Sne, the bush. It is a ladder to ascend on the Lamed. Ein, in it he watches and expects. And this is the meaning, every eye anticipates you. Pe, in her, with her every tongue praises, when he goes up to his place. Do they not praise him now? No. Until the verse, and the Lord shall be king, the Lord certainly with the letter Lamed. At that time, every mouth will be, and every tongue will praise your kingdom. Tzadi. At that time it was said about her tzedakah, right, charity, will raise the Gentile. And there's no charity, but prayer. She is the upper ima that descends to tzedek and becomes tzedakah. Tzedek is justice. And the yud kei is included in both tzadik, righteous, and tzedakah, charity. Kuf. At that time, the voices of the prayers are the voices of the Torah. And at that time, the voice will be the voice of Jacob. Yud is the first in Zion, and they are for Jerusalem. Shin, in it, is shalom, shalom, hello, hello, or peace, peace, to the far and to the near, said the Lord, and I healed him. To the far, who grew near and became close. Taf, in it, your iniquity, daughter of Zion, is ended. That's it. Now we're going to
now we're moving to the writings of Bala Sulam.
Going to the writings of Bala Sulam, volume 1.
You're going through all the writings of Bala Sulam.
The writings of Bala Sulam, volume 1, page 1.